Lady, shut up! The fuck?
Where's the alcohol?
Welcome back!
To episode 20 freaking 5.
Wow. Wow, that's a whole quarter. Just like George Washington.
Only three more or to 100. Did we say our
three more quarters?
Three more quarters.
I was about to say, man, this 28. But we are coming at you today on Independence Day.
Oh, yeah.
Not to get confused with the Will Smith movie and the movie that just came out in theaters, but the actual Independence Day. And I look like an extra from Jurassic Park.
I look like
someone
mess.
Who cleans the toilets for the extras of Jurassic Park.
you gotta have your ugly days, guys. You gotta have your ugly days.
For some of us, it's every day. Not you, just some. We're in a weird mood today. I'm drinking Diet Coke because it's the American way, and Amanda's drinking beer because it's the American
way. Yeah, Megan's beer, Shock Top, Cruddy Crisp Apple Wheat. It's really good.
It's really good. Mine has the cool little lyrics on the side of the bottle.
Oh, my.
How do you feel about the lyrics on the side of the bottle?
Whatever.
I know, I'm pretty indifferent about it. I feel like it's like a cool concept because you can like give people like certain lyrics, but they don't have that cool songs. What's Hold My Hand?
It would be cooler if like you popped it open and it was like, Hold My Hand.
Yeah, if it sang to you, I think they'd be a little bit more than $1.50 a bottle.
They could make it work. They got a lot of money.
Is it the song, Hold My Hand? And Michael Jackson.
Man up. I think it's, I wanna, oh no, that's Hold Your Hand, isn't it?
Yeah, what is that song?
Hold, I don't know. I keep thinking, Hold My Hand. That's not a song though, is it?
It is, it's Michael Jackson's song, I'm pretty sure.
We'll go with that.
I don't know. But I did like where you could go find your own names.
That was a big one. They made so much money off that.
Yeah, that just sucked because I could never find my name. They never spelt it right.
Oh, Coke. Get together.
Get it. Out.
Well, pretty much.
But
everything.
You know, Pepsi's trying to compete and putting emojis on everything.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just not. Okay. It's not comparing.
Pepsi needs better marketing team.
Yeah, sorry, Pepsi. Sorry. Hire me.
I'll drink your cherry Pepsi. We talked about this a little bit ago.
Yeah,
but not.
I'm not a big Pepsi fan.
Coke for life.
All right. Well, what's our current events for this 4th of July episode?
Current events. Okay. I'm just going to run past these really quick.
All right.
So, Lisa Frank is going to release an adult coloring book.
Hell yeah.
What we've been waiting for our whole lives. If we don't know, we both really...
We both really like Lisa Frank.
Yeah. She's a girl. And
I would beg for, like, notebooks and all kinds of stuff when I was a kid. I never got them.
Yeah.
It was always, like a stocking stuffer.
Yeah, and she was more expensive.
She had the cool stuff.
Coolest
stuff.
Okay, her fuzzy posters.
Oh, yeah.
I tried to look for those the other day at Michael's, because I like just doing them every now and then. They didn't have them. Not down here. I don't know what's going on. Get your fuzzy posters.
Well, I know that she left for a little bit and then came back, so I don't know.
Wow.
I know. She might be having some issues in the money department. Maybe that's why she's making some adult coloring.
I bet they'll sell out.
That's a really good idea, though, because the kids that actually appreciate Lisa Frank is the 90s kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all adults now. Age-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much, you know, maturity levels for some.
Wow.
Not you. This is not a bashing Amanda episode.
Okay. So another subject. The Miss Teen USA pageant that happened last week is now going to replace the swimsuit portion with athletic wear. I think that could only bring good to the what it's going on. I still think we don't need beauty pageants.
If I was in that pageant, I'd be out there in sweatpants and t-shirts.
This is athletic wear, right?
This is what I work out in. Like, some people go to the gym and they're just too serious.
This is what I went to the gym in today.
Like, I wear a t-shirt and some yoga pants. Mm-hmm. I cannot wear shorts. Booty cheeks would be all over the place.
And you get chafing.
Yeah, it's not a good scene.
With big fat women.
Some of the shirts that they have for, like, women's, like, workout wear are just not realistic.
And you pay, like, $20 and it's, like, just, like, a little piece of cloth.
Yeah, like, and it's, like, super tight. And if I sit down to do crunches, I look like a fat cow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's way overpriced.
Hell no. I mean, it's ideal if you're looking for somebody at the gym.
Yeah.
And you're trying to look cute, but I'm not going to find my future husband at the gym. It's just not going to be. I ain't cute at the gym.
I sweat so much.
Like a grown-ass man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hell no. I don't smell good. I don't have eyebrows. Like, it's just not a good scene.
But I know some girls are like, I don't sweat. I'm like, how the fuck are you burning calories then?
Because they eat lettuce.
Oh, I like burgers, so.
Okay, moving on.
The ban on transgender humans being in military was lifted. I think that's crazy that took that long.
I think it's crazy. A lot of stuff like that is taking forever. But
and some of the people in the in the military, there's some people that like have been waiting transition because they wanted to be in the military, so they had to like be a man or be a woman, and now they can finally transition. And oh, they're also going to help fund it if they want to get surgeries.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a little far-fetched.
I think it's gonna go through like their health care
insurance.
And insurance, most of them do. Apply to if you want to be changing your gender these days.
I think they should help pay for, like, medication.
Yeah.
Like, the hormones, but not the actual...
But can't that be expensive?
The hormones?
No, I mean the actual surgeries.
Yeah, it's like plastic surgery, so... Mm-hmm. I don't know if I like that idea. I'm all about the hormonal part of it, but at that point, aren't you just kind of really just paying for their physical appearance? Yeah. And how they want to look.
I don't know.
That's not really fair to some people, right?
I feel like we're offending a lot of people right now.
But, I mean, like, that's, like, I don't really know what it entails, but it sounds like, to me, like they're paying for a boob job.
I guess in a sense, but it would be different. It'd be, like, because that's, like, it's, like, an emotional, like,
well, what mental. If someone that has, like, a... body dysmorphia, and they're very depressed, and they don't feel like themselves unless they get some part of their body enhanced.
I don't know. That could be covered. I feel like mental illness stuff, because I feel like transgender, like, obviously, that's, like, it's...
I get that. I understand. Like, you're stuck into another body that you don't belong in.
Yeah.
I understand that. But there's also people that have the body dysmorphia disorder, where they feel the same way, but they don't want to be another gender. They just want to make an enhancement to their body. So where do you draw the line?
You're going to have to give them the money for that, too?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's like everyone's getting money?
I guess, if you have the insurance, I have to do it.
It just doesn't add up. They're going to have to make some lines somewhere.
Okay, so if you're a woman transitioning to a man, I feel like that's got to be a little cheaper.
A woman transitioning to a man?
Yeah.
It depends if you want the actual parts down there.
Because I really don't think you need to, but I guess it's up to them.
But if you're a woman transitioning to a man, you'd have to get rid of your boobs.
But you could do that with drugs, right?
It depends how big your boobs are.
That's true.
And then the whole surgery down there, which is...
That's gotta be so big.
It has to be. You can't.
How do they do that? I've never looked into how they do that.
We're not going to announce it over the podcast. You can do your research. Okay. But,
Megan's just a little shy about that one.
Okay. Yeah, we're not exposing that one. That's a lot going on down there.
It's a lot.
But yeah, could you imagine even trying to use the bathroom after that procedure?
Oof.
That'd be so hard. You have to have someone help you.
I think it'd be worse to be the man transitioning to a woman down there.
Ugh.
It's
both the same. Okay, so the woman transitioning to a man, they're taking your parts and pretty much flipping them inside out. And then for the man, they're pretty much tucking in.
I feel like for the man, it's going to look more realistic than the woman.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see a picture.
Go Google it after
Google
this.
Later. Okay, anyway, so good for them.
Don't send us any of the pictures.
Please don't. Okay, last but not least, If you were a podcaster and you listen to podcasts, you've probably listened to the podcast Serial, which is the first season when I was on the trial of Adnan Syed, who was wrongly convicted for the murder of Haman Lee, and just like followed the trial. And so now, big news, guys, he's getting a new trial. And it's like crazy. Like, this was like a very, very, very slim chance he was going to get one. So he has a big chance. He's been in jail since he was 17, and now he's 32 in prison.
Your whole life.
Just because he kept that he was innocent the entire time. So if he pled guilty, he would have been out already.
What?
To a murder he didn't do. That's what he says. That's such an addicting podcast.
Oh, Lord. This came right through the speakers.
So, yeah, that was huge news. Huge, huge, huge.
I don't know anything about it.
You need to listen to it.
I don't have time to listen to podcasts. I just listen to ours.
I swear, if you just put it on when you sleep or something, I don't know.
When I sleep.
Before you go to bed, you could fall asleep to it.
No.
It's good. If you have a time to listen to podcasts, if you haven't, listen to Serial Season 1.
If I had time to listen to podcasts, I'd be doing some other things too, probably. Just saying. And, I mean, I would listen to it if I went to the gym, but it doesn't get me hyped.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I could do it. I've just run out of podcasts to listen to.
I watch YouTube videos, but I have something to physically watch.
Yeah, that's true.
I always have to have something physically to watch when I'm at the gym. I'm too bored.
I can do, like, audio stuff. You're more of, like, a visual.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So, today we have a little game, because we were lazy again. It's the holiday weekend. So,
give us a break.
We pick some movies. And we have to pick characters out of the movies that we think best describes one of us. So we pick a movie, and then we have to pick a character
for both of us.
For both of us.
Correct.
And sometimes Lady pops
yeah,
up.
Yeah, Lady pops up every now and again, but she doesn't fit every single movie. So. Sorry, Lady. And if you're new to the podcast, Lady's my dog.
Yeah, if you're listening. She's a little black chihuahua.
She's a little black chihuahua, baby. Little bad baby.
Aren't you? They look super pissed off now.
And she's 3?
Yeah, she'll be 4 in December.
Oh. You're getting to be an old lady.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so you go first.
Okay.
Oh, you even did like a little chart.
Movies, characters. Okay, so number 1, I have the ever so popular Jurassic Park.
Okay.
I said I was one of the kids.
Okay.
Didn't really pick one.
Okay.
I just, in my mind, because actually this was on TV today at the gym, scene where they, like, get into that cafeteria, and they just start eating, that pictures me, and then I picture myself, like, in the kitchen with the raptors. So, that's me.
Oh, okay.
I picture you to be Dr. Hammond, the guy who created the park. Because I said, well, she's, like, creative. She wouldn't be, like, one of, like, the archaeologists who's like, what is this? She would create the park.
All right, so mine was Monsters, Inc.
Okay.
I picked you being Boo because Boo's always running around throughout the whole entire movie. And I with Mike Krzyzewski because I feel like I give a little bit of humor,
yeah.
But I'm also trying to find you. And sometimes I have a little freak outs like Mike Krzyzewski.
This is like I set the bar. You'd be Mike. I'm like, Boo.
Mike Krzyzewski.
I can picture myself being dropped like, I can't find Megan. Okay. Next I have Mean Girls. I put you as Katie because you're just like fashion. Because she has pretty good fashion in that movie, but she's also like one of the nice girls, but she can also get along with the mean girls.
Mm.
That's you. I am Damien.
You're too gay to function.
Too gay to function. Not too gay to function. But I have like no friends really. But I'm also funny.
There you go. Alright, this one is like the perfect movie. I feel like this is, if you were dating anybody and if you lived in New York, this would just be our lives.
Okay.
This is the Michelle and Rami's high school reunion.
Oh, I forgot about that movie.
You ever seen that movie? Mm-hmm. You would be Michelle.
Yes, that's like head on. Oh my god.
No need for explanation. Mm-hmm. That's just our lives.
That's like 100% off.
I invented the post-it note. That would be so funny.
It's so weird when they like get into that dancing part with that guy. Oh, yeah. Do-do-do-do. I wrote that song. Dying in.
That's Jason.
Yeah.
God.
Okay. My next one's Lord of the Rings. Have you seen Lord of the Rings?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
okay.
If you tell me I'm that creepy little thing, I'm going to lose
That's
it.
Lady. Because Lady can get, like, into these weird moods where you piss her off and she turns into Gollum. Yeah. So I said she's Gollum. Or Schmeagle, whichever one. And I said you were Gandalf, the old wizard.
Why?
Because you're wise. Like, you're like, whatever you need.
Because you're wise.
And I'm Frodo or Legolas. Because Legolas has, like, this nice flowy hair, but Frodo is, like, an idiot and then just keeps, like, listening to what the ring's telling him, even though it's never right. So I'm probably more of a Frodo.
I did The Bug's Life.
Okay.
You're the Caterpillar.
I forgot what this movie was like.
I'm a beautiful butterfly.
Okay.
I'm the Ladybug.
I don't remember. Because
she's very, like, everyone thinks that she's a woman, but she's very, like, gets super pissed off when they get confused of who she is. And she's not a she. She's a he the whole entire movie. And then ladies, the roly-polies that are, like, oh Spanish, God. Like, hey!
I need to watch that movie again. Oh my God, that's so funny. I can picture Lady. Okay, next one's Lion King.
Okay.
Did you do that one?
No, I didn't.
This is pretty obvious. This is, like, Romy and Michelle. Timon, Pumbaa.
She pointed to herself for Pumbaa, for the people that are listening.
It's perfect. Looks and everything.
We all know why you got your name, Pumbaa. You little gassy thing. I had The Hangover.
Oh, yeah. This is the one that we had the same?
Yeah. Yours, Zach, whatever his name is.
Alan.
Alan.
Oh, my God, I love him.
And then I'm Phil.
Yes.
And then I pick Lady as the baby.
That's too perfect.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Because Alan has, like, an obsession with Phil. Too.
He's like, Phil... There's, like, a monologue in the beginning of The Hangover that I just die every time. We'll have to play it after this or something. It's so funny. Toy Story 3.
Great.
Yeah, I couldn't... This was a hard one. Just because I don't remember all the characters. I said you were Jessie, like, the cowgirl. Mm-hmm. And I said I was, like, Woody or the pig. But the pig's so angry, right? So I don't know. I was like, I couldn't remember if he was
I
nice.
Just vividly remember the pig always losing his button and all his coins popping out.
See, I don't really know. Because I'm not really Woody. I'm not really Buzz.
Mr. Potato Head.
I didn't want to be Mr. Potato Head. I looked at that, but...
You could be the horse. No, it's Lady. What's the horse's name?
Mm-hmm. It's the one, Jesse's horse, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. Is that Tonk at all?
No.
That's Lady, then.
You're the horse.
I did Frozen.
Yep.
I picked you as Anna. Lady's the reindeer. And then I was Elsa.
That's cute. That's like a cute version of us. Like when we're going out to the club, we're Anna and Elsa.
Conceal, don't feel. And then I just, you know, made everything cold.
Yeah. And then I said, let's leave this bitch. Okay. Have you seen Captain America?
No.
Okay, this next one's Captain America, Civil War. You're Spider-Man.
Of course.
I'm Ant-Man.
Ant-Man.
Just because he's funny. And Spider-Man's funny, too. I don't know.
And I like Spider-Man.
And you like Spider-Man, I like Ant-Man. That one isn't really, like, accurate, but...
I just picked it because I had to.
Just because it was nice. It wasn't.
Homeward Bound. Remember that movie?
Is that the one with the talking dogs and cats?
Yeah.
Oh, I love the cat.
I was Sassy, which is the cat. I have to be. You're
True.
A chance. You're the one.
That's a dumb one, isn't
it? No, you're the one messing up everything.
That's the dumb one.
He's not dumb. He just messes up everything.
Is he like the ugly one? The ugly dog?
Yeah. Well, you can't be Shadow.
Because he's the smart one?
No, he's the wise one. He's like the old one.
I'm old.
No, you're not. You're the youngest one out of all of our friends. No, Chance, like, because there's one scene in the first Homeward Bound movie where he's, like, sniffing the porcupine's butt and he gets all the porcupine needles in his face, and that would just be something you would do.
Yeah.
True.
Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
You're Glinda.
Glinda?
Glinda, Glinda? Know. That's the good witch.
Glinda.
Who's wise. I'm Dorothy. And Toto.
Oh, Toto.
Yay.
You're gorgeous.
Lady's like, why do they keep looking at me?
And then I have, my last one is Babe. I picked you to be Babe.
What
I was
honor.
The duck. The duck always took the lead, and Babe always followed him, and they always got in some messed up stuff.
Yeah. That's the only movie that portrays a spider nice. Like a nice spider.
Where?
That's the... Oh, I'm thinking of Charlotte's Web. Is there a spider in Babe?
No. They have sheep.
Oh, yeah. Bye.
Bye, and you.
Okay, I'll finish my list, and then we'll kind of just do random movies off our movie
generator.
I don't
think this podcast needs to be that long, sweet. Because everyone's, you know, sitting on the lake, hanging out with people, having a cookout.
Okay.
We're just having a nice, light-hearted little podcast.
Whatever, man. Okay. Okay. I got quite a bit more. Okay.
Oh, no.
Harry Potter. You're Harry. And I'm either Luna or Dobby. I couldn't decide. Because Luna's kind of weird.
Who's Luna?
Luna's like the... Have you seen Harry Potter?
Like the first half of the first one.
And okay. She's not into, like until the sixth one. But she's, like, the weird girl who is, like, knows stuff.
She knows all the things.
You know Dobby, though, right?
I do. Okay. The one that looks like my dog.
Yep. But you don't get to be Dobby this time.
Sorry, lady.
Guardians of the Galaxy. I said, you're Peter Quill.
I've never seen that movie.
Oh, you haven't?
I know, I want to see it.
You
have
to. Have
to watch list.
There's a second one coming out. And I'm
That's
Rocket.
What I heard.
Aladdin, you're the genie, and I'm Jasmine.
Why are you Jasmine?
Because I'm not any other little character. Like the street rat people.
Oh, yeah, I think
the
I could think
kids.
Of.
Or the tiger, but I was like, I'm not the tiger. Titanic, you're either like young Rose, or maybe old Rose. I said I was
like your Rose.
I said I was either Brock, like the guy in the beginning who's just listening to old Rose tell the story.
Oh yeah.
Or I'm old Rose.
Oh, so we just kind of like connected.
Because what other characters would we be in there? Just some of the randos, probably the people in the third class. That's where
yeah.
people are.
The ones that didn't get to sit in the raft. The ones that when all the water was shooting through the hallways and Leonardo DiCaprio was running to find Rose, we died.
Yep.
We're floating.
We're like, wait! The Hunger Games? Have you seen that one?
Barely. I always fall asleep the first few 15 minutes.
Your Effie Trinket for 100% because she's like all into fashion. That's like the... What's your face? Whatever, look it up.
Google it.
Google it. I'm Katniss.
Well, let's be real.
Or Primrose. The Parent Trap. You're both the twins. I'm the dad.
Oh my god.
High School Musical.
That's like the example I gave you before we even did this. Because you were like, so are we like just putting down, I was like, so are we just like putting down anything? She's like, yes, and I do it. I was like, all right, Bambi. You're Bambi's mom.
It fits though, because like, I'm not even going to try to explain it. It's just too deep.
Conspiracy theories. Debunked.
Okay, High School Musical, you're Taylor. That's the black girl. With, like, all the fashion sense. I'm Gabriella.
Oh, the one that's with Troy.
Okay, last two. The Little Mermaid. This is 100. I put a lot of thought into this one. You're Sebastian. 100%. I'm Flounder. 100%. And then The Hangover. Phil and Alan.
Yeah.
That's the only one we did
Quality.
The same.
I know. That's a thing. We would have more overlapping ones, but we didn't. But there's so many movies out there, and I was having a hard time just thinking of movies.
Yeah, me too.
Especially ones where you can, like, match people with characters. Mm-hmm. With, like, a large variety of cast.
I think if we have more people, maybe it'd be easier. I don't know, because you could just pick.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe if we had more friends, is that what you're implying?
Yeah, I don't have any.
All right, well, let's go find people.
Okay.
All right, we'll be back.
No, just kidding.
No, this is the end of this podcast. We hope you guys have a wonderful 4th of July and be safe.
We promise.
Drink responsibly.
Oh, yeah.
And don't light your face on fire.
Don't light your face on fire.
And try not to wear a lot of hairspray.
We will be coming back with a much longer and more in-depth one next weekend.
Yeah, we're thinking about doing a conspiracy theories episode because you guys really like those.
And we like doing them.
Yeah, those are more fun, but they just take a lot more research in. You guys, honestly, we just want to enjoy our weekend too, okay?
Yeah. That's fun.
But thanks for tuning in. Episode 25 is a 25-minute podcast.
Perfect.
So we'll see you guys next week. So, happy 4th.
Happy 4th.
Bye.
Wait, shut up.